95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station and Thirst Quenching Station. Intern Steve's right there. I am intern right Riggs. Here. That is a professional. Josh S.R. Parade. Yes, baby. Back with another Morning Hog Brew Review. Happy Friday, my friend.
You had beer goggles on.
Beer goggles.
Yeah. It's Morning Hog Brew Review time. This is Morning Hog Happy Hour. We call it that because, you know, we have a happy hour special where we drink for free on exactly. SR Broadstown.
There you go.
I didn't bring any money at all. What do you got for us today? Very interesting array of can size, bottle, and whatever the other thing is.
I got some new stuff today. Kind of some summer-inspired craft beer.
Oh, good.
Some cool stuff. Ready to get started?
Well, you know, coming off of the Ormond Beach Beer Fest, I found some new flavors that I was very happy with, and I can't wait to get into more now. Let's do more.
All right. So let's start with our friends over there at Abita.
Okay.
From Louisiana.
Yes. I know this sucker was at the
Beer Fest. It was. Very good reception from the crowd out there.
Yeah.
So this is Beer Cuda.
I applauded you for know it what? When I had it.
Or Beer Cuda. Beer Cuda. Yeah.
Riggs and I were both a couple of those people that were applauding.
Yeah, we were.
Yes.
I think I heard you, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
That's what I did. I did just like that.
That's what we do.
So they're calling this a Gulf Coast Cerveza.
Mm. Okay. Gulf Coast Cerveza.
So you're getting something a little bit, some easy drinking, 5% alcohol. You know, it'll kind of remind you of a Mexican lager in a way, but not quite as, it'll be a little bit more flavorful.
Right. Yes. Yeah, it's like a Corona double or something with double flavor to me.
That's nice, easy drinking, beer flavored beer.
Right.
Which is a rarity nowadays.
And Abita could get weird with it and it'd be fine.
Right. They do a great job getting weird with it, right? Yeah. They have all kinds of, Straw Gator and stuff like that.
That's good.
But it's nice to have just a beer flavored beer every once in a while.
Crisp.
So these are available in six packs. Keep your eyes peeled. I believe they're going to be on BOGO at Winn-Dixie here in a week or two. Maybe a little bit later than that, but definitely keep your eyes peeled. But these are brand new, so you can always check out the website.
Well, you definitely want to check out srprod.com/beerfinder. That's right. That's where you can find it. You need a computer.
But this is a year-round beer. Not a seasonal beer. So this is one of the core lineups now, so you'll see it for foreseeable future.
I just assumed that this would be a short timer, but now we know it can. You pick a month, you're drinking it, you know, any month at all. That's a real good beer. Good start. We start with just beer-flavored beer. Now where do we go?
So we're going to have some flavored beer.
All right. Ooh. I'm ready for it.
This is where that summertime thing's going to come in a little bit, right?
Right.
Okay.
We've actually had this before in the past, but we're bringing it back.
Okay.
An old friend from J-Dubs. He used to be down there in Sarasota, and they've moved the brewery over towards the Orlando area.
Yes.
This is Bombberry.
Oh,
I remember Blueberry IPA.
Oh, I very much remember this beer, and I
can smell it coming out of the can.
You dropped a bomb on me,
right,
baby?
So when we first picked up distribution rights for J-Dubs, the question I got from everybody was, "Are you guys going to carry their Blueberry IPA?"
Right.
And it took a little while because it was always in draft and a little more difficult to get. But now that it's in package, four pack 16-ounce cans,
really.
That is very. That's very good.
Cans, that's
holy smokes, dude.
6.5% alcohol.
Mm. Really? Okay. So manageable.
Mm. Wow, I love this beer.
And you would think,
I love this beer. That blueberry flavor is like tucked away on that first swallow a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. It definitely. You get it right off the tongue.
Yeah.
And then the nice IPA-ness. You know, the little bit of the bitterness and then the hop stuff starts to come through. Typically, I don't think people would think a blueberry and an IPA mixing together very well.
Yeah.
No.
But they nailed it.
I love it. I love that beer a lot.
You taste it, but it's not blueberry sweet.
Exactly. Which is...
You get the taste.
Something really difficult to do. I'm not really sure how they would go about doing that.
Yeah, but, right. Mm-hmm. And J-Dubs, again, we're talking about getting weird. We said Abita gets weird. J-Dubs gets weird.
They got some cool stuff out there.
Yeah, chocolate stuff.
Yep, and their chocolate porter, Bell Cow.
Yep.
Passion Wheat, another delicious beer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Bombberry. So this is a seasonal.
Okay.
So if you see that out there, either on package or draft,
grab it while you can.
Grab it while you can.
I got to shop with urgency.
Exactly.
I'm going to go to srprod.com/beerfinder. You know it was coming, didn't you? I'm going to go there and find more of this, though. That's real good. Wow.
That is tasty.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, because what I got coming is some big boys.
Oh, okay. Well, hang tight. More Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh from SR Parade and you on 95.7 The Hog.